The Word is our medicine. Proverbs chapter 4. Oh, I like what it says in the 7th verse. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she'll promote you. Now, look at the 20th verse. Let's read down into it. The 18th, but the path of the just, what does just mean? Right standing with God. That's what righteousness means, or justified. Amen. The path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more, or brighter and brighter, unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. So what does that mean? Put his word first place and final authority. Amen. You attend to it. Amen. You attend to it. It's priority. Amen. And, you know, someone might meet me on the street. I heard Brother Hagin say this, and I've never found any way to improve it. And Ray, you've heard him say this many times, that someone meets you on the street and say, come go down here to the coffee shop with me or something. I really would like to talk to you about something. No. Now, in Texas, we don't say attend. We just tend to it. He said, no, I have something else I need to tend to. Maybe later. Put the Word of God first. Start your day with it. Amen. So, in my bathroom, this right where I stand, right where I shave, I have, you know, you can get those little yellow tablets about so big, yellow lined. And I just, I take my medicine every morning. And in a moment, I'll just feed you some of it. No, I have it on there, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. I go down through that. And, well, no, the Lord stopped me again. I'll demonstrate it to you in a moment. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my saying. What does that mean? I'm inclined to hear this. I'm inclined to hear this. What did Jesus say? He that has ears to hear, let him hear. I'm inclined to this. Let them not depart out of your eyes. I was in a meeting once and I was had some pain come up inside my leg. And leg, boy, that was Texas, wasn't it? And it started, I was having a meeting in this place, and Sunday night when I got there, I had this little tightness right in here, and it got a little worse and a little worse and a little worse, and it finally got to the point where it was so painful, I'd walk out on the platform, and the anointing would come on me, and it'd be fine, but I'd step off of the platform, and it was terrible. So I just went back to my hotel room, and I said, Lord, I've missed it. You can't miss it. And I want to know where I have missed this. And he said something to my spirit, very interesting. He said, now listen to this, the memory of a potato never nourished anyone. Amen. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Amen. Amen. He said, you have to get it into the system. Amen. You have to get this word into your spiritual system. Amen. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your will, your mind, and your emotions, and you live in this body.
Amen.
Amen. But you can't let it depart from your eyes. That's the reason I put that on my mirror where I walk in there every morning and I see it. And I read it. I wrote it down, but I read it. I just took some Scotch tape and just taped it up there. And my list kept getting a little longer because I have another petition that I've laid before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I like dates and times. And I wrote, there's something that I stood for and I believed it. And so I just took note at that moment and just wrote it on there. 3:54 p.m. on the 10th of March, 2023. And I just wrote that petition out and added that to it. So my tablet's getting a little longer. It's about this long now. It's all Scotch tape right there. Every morning I get up and go down it. Out loud. I read it to myself and to the devil. If he can read. But I just read it to him in case. Amen. Now look what it says when you do this. Attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. They are life. They are life to those that find it in health. Now, my Bible has a cross reference. In the Hebrew, it's medicine. These words are medicine to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Praise God. Out of it flow the issues of life, the forces of life. You have to keep this, you have to keep your spirit filled. Gloria and I were in the Philippines twice, and this first time, In our hotel, it was high. The room was high. And just across the plaza was a large fountain, and this thing was shooting up in the air. And the Lord brought that fountain to her. And it ministered to me. So I'm going to repeat it to you. There was water issuing out of that pipe. So no trash could get in it. Even if there's just a little, you couldn't get any trash in there. But you turn it off, and here it comes. You lay your Bible down. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I keep it right there next to the bed. Well, so what? Do you read it? You know, off and on. Well, that's the way your healing will come. Off and on. Most of the time off. I heard the Lord say to me one time, no word, no faith. No faith, no health. It'll catch up with you somewhere. 10% word, 10% health. 50% word, 50% health. 100% word, divine health. You don't get sick in the first place. Hallelujah. So, I want to look at this part of it. Put away from you a mouth of perverseness and perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look right on what? On the word, the medicine. And let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet and all your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Oh, that's that. If you had a prescription bottle from the Bible, that's what would be written around on the side of it. Amen. Now, I like what Charles Capps said. He said, the way you read this is to be taken by mouth three times a day. If situation persists, double the dose. Taken by mouth. Hallelujah. So you begin to say it. Thank God I'm well. I want to give you thanks, Lord. I am. Get off of me, Satan. You know you can't put that on me. So what do we resist? Everything that Jesus bore. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So we resist sin. By his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. Amen. So we resist sickness and disease. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now then, the words is our medicine. Now this one is divinely powerful. And I depend on this in my own life a great deal. Turn with me to the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 27. Now, here is a people that spent 400 years in Egypt. They ate anything they could get their hands on to stay alive. And generation after generation, they finally came to a Pharaoh that did not know or honor Joseph. And for 35 years, it was unbearable. So they had been delivered by the supernatural power of God, and this is where we get the Passover. The destroyer will pass over your dwelling. And you go through all of that and you see Jesus. A male lamb burned, not boiled, burned, and so forth. And the destroyer will pass over your dwelling. If he does not see the blood on your post, then your firstborn will die. How many of you in here were the firstborn in your family? Look at that. That's serious stuff. That's what it took to get them out of there. But now they're out. Well, now what? They have to be reminded of God's commandments that was given, but now they have to be reminded what happens when you break those commands. And in many cases, to break that command meant death. But that never was God's plan in the first place. That's the reason Jesus is the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. But God is saying this, don't kill the man, kill an animal. But now, look at this. 27:9. Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Now today, say today.
Today.
This day.
This day.
So there's something going to happen this day.
Yes.
Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you are come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. Now those two mountains, one of them, the curse mountain, has a lot of alkali. There just won't hardly anything grow on it at all. Now, do they have a picture of that up there? We have a picture of it. I don't know where they had one here. Anyway, those two mountains are here. In the valley is Shechem, which was a sanctuary city. And then right over here, you remember the well where the Samaritan woman was? There you have it. Now, just a little ways from there is the well where the Samaritan woman came that Jesus called to preach. Now, let me tell you something. He said, bring your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, you say, well, you've had five husbands, and the man you're living with now is not your husband. It could have been her uncle. Well, don't laugh, dirty mind. I mean, come on, I did the same thing. But the rabbis will point that out to you very quickly. He didn't say, go and sin no more. He just said, the man you're living with now is not your husband. She did have a difficult time staying married for some reason or other. But you don't know. Maybe every one of them were the cause of it. But that's a good example. Don't condemn her. So you can see that's right where it is. Now, look at that cursed mountain. Look how bald that is on this side. Now, if you go over here to the blessing mountain, and particularly if you're there, that bare spot over here isn't over here. There's vegetation in all of those places where there's not a house or a few stones and rocks there, but there's growth there. And there's a million people on one side and a million people on the other. They're shouting back and forth across that valley. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people answer, amen. Can you imagine what a million people sound like? That's what was happening. And they kept coming on down. Verse 26, cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people said, amen. And it shall come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Woo! And all of these blessings. My, my. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D. The kind, these were agricultural people. The kind, what do you need in your business? What do you need in what God's called you to do? There came a time in this ministry when we could no longer do what we needed to do, riding airlines,
Now, sure couldn't do it driving a car. Well, there wasn't any use in that because I wanted to fly from the time I knew what an airplane was. But then when I came up, I realized, in fact, the Lord said this to me. He said, I never did let you first play. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't stay in school. This is the reason why I didn't want to go to ORU. He said, I was not about to leave you in those classes. I'd go to class, and I'd sign up for Air Force ROTC every time. And I'd go to class, and I'd start getting nauseated in my stomach. And I'd leave class, I'd be all right. I thought, well, something wrong with me. He said, I did not want you to be indoctrinated with university socialism. And I did not want you getting into the Air Force because, he said, I was having a hard time getting your attention anyway. And he said, if you had done what you wanted to do, he said, it may have cost you your life. He said, I called you to fly for me. I said, I'd rather fly for you than the government anyway. So that was the reason for that. So I had to learn how then to live that way. Anyone who lives by faith never has to change their lifestyle to fit the times. Never. The kind. What did I need? Oh, we needed all kind of things. Well, the blessings of the Lord. Now, come on down, and it will come to pass if you'll not listen to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. The Lord didn't have to bless each time. The blessing is there. Amen. It's the blessing of Abraham. Amen. And that was in the 17th chapter of Genesis. Amen. Amen.
My name is Nuno Felicejani.
Okay, what was happening?
So, in my school, we do PE. So, one day we were running, and then I sprained my knee. So, then I couldn't walk and run very fast. So, then after that, I couldn't do PE for a lot of time, and I also missed out on some assessments of PE. So, then while we were sitting here, and Brother Kenneth Copeland said that someone is going to get healed on their ankle. So, I also believe that I can get healed on my knee. So, then when I stood up and tested it, there was no pace.
And now you're totally fine.
Yes.
That's amazing. Can you do a little, back up just a little bit and do like a movement for me? Keep doing it. Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's great. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Great.
Thank you so much.
When you pray, believe you receive it. Extraordinary. Unusual. Provision. My only God. Jesus came with an assignment to destroy the works of the devil, to redeem us. And when the time was right and he came and he fulfilled his assignment, Satan had to stand by and watch it happen and couldn't do a thing about it.
Number one, don't use the word of God for personal advantage. Number two, don't you associate with wicked people even for the attainment of a good end. And then third one, never perform a godly act in a prideful spirit.
We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord.
They said, what kind of man is this? Shall I tell you? A faith man.
Come on.
He did everything by faith because it said he perfectly pleased the Father.
Join us for the 2023 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
God is light, love, and absolute life. Death, disease, and sickness cannot exist in him. and He placed that force of life in you when you were born again. Learn how to access it and walk in divine health with Healing and Love, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Everything about Jesus' ministry on earth expressed the Father's love. When you walk in the love of God, you can walk in the same healing power Jesus did. Train yourself in His Word. Believing and trusting in Him releases His power into your life. Find out how His healing anointing is simply a release of the life force of God. When you know how to apply it, the law of God's love is so exact, it will work every time. In fact, it supersedes the law of sin and death, which has no more hold on you. Abide in the life, light, and love of God and touch the realm of the miraculous. Request your free copy of Healing and Love on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. These six messages reveal how God's healing power is available to anyone who will receive His Word, believe it, and make a commitment to walk in love. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The healing power of God is available to any believer who will receive God's word, believe it, and commit to walking in love the way Jesus did. Doing things God's way brings His results. Learn more on this subject in Brother Copeland's teaching series called Healing and Love. The Copelands are making this available to you free of charge. All you have to do is ask for it, and we'll send it to you free. This is an important resource to have because you'll learn how to activate healing by training yourself to love with God's love and by His Word. Request your free copy on MP3 disc or as a digital download on our website, kcm.org. Well, the Southwest Believers Convention is happening all next week, July 31st through August 5th. This is Kenneth Copeland Ministries' biggest hometown meeting at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. There's something about experiencing this event in person, so make your plans to be there. Join Kenneth Copeland and his guests, Jerry Savelle, Jesse DePlantis, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, Keith Moore, Bill Winston, and Jeremy Pearsons. There are services and activities for the whole family, children, youth, and young adults. The Southwest Believers Convention is free to attend, so go to kcm.org/SWBC and register today. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.